There are tools online that help you figure out what a house or a condo should cost. Same thing for buying a car. Fine art, though, like paintings or sculptures, has always been more subjective and more subject to huge price swings. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports now on a New Hampshire company that's offering a new way to value high-end art.
You don't need an excuse to visit Miami this time of year, but if you did, Art Basel, the annual art fair, is a fine one.
It's galleries from all around the world showing all different types of art in one spot, in one location. It's about 3 football fields filled with art.
This is Jamie LaFleur. He's a co-founder of Art Bank, a startup company based in Newmarket. He also used to own an art gallery in Portsmouth, so he knows something about the market. Art Basel, though, is another level. It's prestigious, with lots of well-off buyers, all of them looking not to get ripped off.
No one wants to be the fish, you know? You walk around here, and they're all putting the bait out, trying to find the fish.
LaFleur's company, Art Bank, wants to help art lovers be more savvy with their purchases. That's why he's here at Art Basel, to try to drum up interest. Art Bank is an app. You snap a photo of a piece of art, enter in a few key details about it, and then it spits out the fair market value of the painting, what it's worth at that moment.
We're not telling anybody not to buy something because it's more or less what Art Bank says. We're just telling you, use this information to make the best decisions you can.
It's like Zillow's Zestimate or Kelley Blue Book for used cars. It provides buyers with a starting point. Art Bank makes its estimates based on both recent public auction sales data and input from in-house appraisers. But with the company still in its early stages, it can only spit out real-time valuations for approximately 75 artists right now.
Who are the big names among that 75?
Oh, people like Andy Warhol, Pablo Picasso, Jean-Michel Basquiat, major artists, right?
The company says it hopes to reach 500 artists by the end of the fall, but at Art Basel, it's easy to find paintings already covered by the app. LaFleur walks over to a painting by Joan Mitchell, an abstract expressionist. He takes a photo and enters in the title.
Untitled.
The medium.
Oil on canvas.
Size, year. And then he presses enter.
And the real-time valuation on the work is $3,765,246.
Do you want to go ask the gallerist what they're charging?
Sure, let's do that.
LaFleur speaks briefly with a man in expensive-looking eyewear.
Okay, what'd he say?
$5.5 million.
So they're priced up a little bit.
Well, you know, in this environment, that's not uncommon. And they probably value this piece tremendously.
And so if you were a legitimate buyer and you were here at Art Basel, you would say, would you come down to 3.7?
You know, I would try. And maybe you could get them down to 4.5. Maybe you guys could meet in the middle.
The art of the deal. Huh? Anyways, Art Bank makes its money by charging a subscription fee. The company says the fee, which starts as low as $100 for the year, is cheaper for a buyer than hiring professional art appraisers, the traditional and still most accepted way to value a painting.
That's the sort of thing that has only been done well by humans to date.
This is Don Thompson, an art economist based in Toronto. A few years ago, he wrote a book called The $12 Million Stuff Shark, all about the economics of contemporary art. Thompson says even if an app can one day replace an appraiser, buyers could still wind up overpaying. Art is an emotional purchase, not a rational one.
People do overpay for art because they fall in love with it. You love it. You want it on your wall.
Jamie LaFleur says Art Bank isn't trying to get between you and the painting that you want to own. The opposite, in fact.
We want to find people that love art, that live with art, that collect, that support artists, that engage with it, give them the confidence to do even more than what they already feel that they can do, and to bring other people into the marketplace.
More buyers, more sellers, more art finding its way from galleries to your walls. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.